USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump is considering waiting until after the November midterms to launch a third presidential campaign as he navigates a widening array of legal troubles and mounting concerns that some of his hand-picked Senate candidates may be weaker than he once thought. After months of eyeing Labor Day weekend as the target launch date for a 2024 campaign, Trump has spent the past few weeks backing away from this timeline following the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. Mississippi will need skilled electricians, plumbers, and other workers in the coming weeks to help fix the city of Jackson's crumbling water system. That's the word from Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves after a failure at Jackson's main water treatment plant left much of the city without running water. And it's not just drinking water. Residents are without basic human hygiene. Governor Reeves says the state's experts are in command at the downed treatment plant. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Inspectors are on site at a Ukraine power plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way toward Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Labor Day weekend heat wave is expected to bring record-breaking temperatures to a half dozen western states, affecting more than 50 million residents. And triple-digit heat is in the forecast for the next several days, from Sacramento and Palm Springs to Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. Addressing the heat wave Wednesday, California Governor Gavin Newsom said it's expected to be one of the longest and most intense the state has seen in some time.
No one denies heat waves have existed long before climate change, but their duration and their intensity have never been more challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Stocks fell Wednesday, sliding into the close to add a fourth consecutive session of declines to a run driven by expectations for tighter Federal Reserve policy. All three major indexes finished August lower, though they're still up for the quarter so far. Bed Bath & Beyond shares fell sharply after the retailer said it might sell new stock. HP was among the S&P 500's worst performers after the computer maker warned of slowing business spending and cut its outlook. Brent crude oil prices dropped for a second day, dragged lower by fears of slowing demand from China. Meanwhile, investors are snapping up airport and municipal bonds. August has closed with a whimper. New boosters coming to a Walgreens near you.
The FDA is authorizing updated COVID booster shots. They're from Pfizer and Moderna and are designed to fight back against the BA.4 and BA.5 variants of the Omicron strain. The authorization comes from data based on 8 mice and no human clinical data that's been made available to the public. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.